Time now for our Cyclone Insider on Iowa's Best Country, Kix 101.1, with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters. John, how are you this Thursday?
I'm doing well, Brandon. How are you?
I am doing good. Of course, a disappointing end to the season last night for Iowa State men's basketball, but it was a great game against Oklahoma State last night. 72-71, the final last night. What was your biggest takeaway in that game for Iowa State last night?
Yeah, I think you can, you know, be disappointed in losing, be disappointed in the final record, but well, you sure as heck can't be disappointed with the effort that Iowa State put out there. And you know what Steve Prohm had said to me earlier before the game in our pregame interview was, you know, we're the defending champs. We wear that crown until somebody takes it away from us, and we're going to fight as hard as we can, and we want to know that if we get beat, it wasn't because we didn't give a great effort, you know, that somebody just beat us, period. And that's exactly what happened. So you tip your hat to those guys for, I thought, the best, you know, start-to-finish effort that they had all season. Not that they didn't have strong efforts in other games. I mean, you're going to have a great effort to beat Seton Hall at home and, you know, some other games where they played very well. But just guys on the floor, guys competing on the boards, just hustling, trying to make the right play, playing for their teammates. I mean, I don't know that we saw it any better than what we saw last night. So, you know, Oklahoma State still found a way to win it. They've been really hot. They've won 8 of their last 11 games. They're playing very, very well. They're probably playing as well as any team outside of Kansas and Baylor in that tournament. But I just was super impressed with Iowa State and the way they competed, and just really proud of those guys for the way that they fought. And it's a tough ending to end your season, but, man, thousands of Iowa State fans down there to support the team. Obviously, that's another situation altogether, but those fans were there in huge numbers, which really stunned me. I didn't think on a Wednesday night to begin with, take the coronavirus out of the whole equation. I just didn't think on a Wednesday night to begin with, you know, playing in the 8-9 game that you would see that many Cyclone fans down there, but they were there. And they were great, and they really appreciated the effort of those guys.
Yeah, I'm sure. What's your biggest, looking at the Big 12 tournament, you know, who do you think has the best odds to come away as the winner now for the Big 12 conference?
Well, I still think Kansas-Baylor would be the likely final if they even continue to play the tournament. And,
yeah.
You know, I mean, they've said they're going to play it in an empty arena, which kind of takes away Kansas's home court advantage they would have had, certainly against Baylor. But they each won on each other's home floor anyway, so I'm not sure there is some huge advantage there. But, you know, I don't even, you know, who knows if they'll even continue to play the games. I mean, everything's been changing so rapidly by the minute, practically, that, you know, there could be a decision today to, you know, that they're going to scrap the rest of the tournament. We'll see. But as of right now, they're going to play those games and have essential personnel in there, family, friends, and media of the player, you know, the player's family, and then some essential media members, and that's it, you know, the stat crew, but I don't know. To answer your question, I think Kansas is playing the best right now. I would pick them as the favorite, but I think Baylor is every bit as capable of beating them, and I think Texas Tech's a team that, even though they've come into this tournament cold, having lost 4 straight games, Chris Beard's an excellent coach, and I think they're a team that could get hot and run the table and win it. So if I had to pick a dark horse, it would probably be them.
This is our final Cyclone Insider of the season. Of course, football's wrapped up. Basketball is wrapped up here for the year. John, looking back, can you point to one thing throughout the season that was just, you look back and you say, man, that was a proud moment to be a Cyclone during this past sports season?
Yeah, I mean, beating Seton Hall at home was a highlight for sure. They're the East co-champions. You know, I think the turning point for Iowa State was the home game with Kansas State, and it's really obvious to say this, but when Halliburton got hurt. But when you think about that game in particular, and you think about, okay, Iowa State just played 5 of its last 7 games against ranked opponents, 4 of those games were on the road. They really took their lumps during that period, okay? But Coach Prohm had said, and I think a lot of us felt, okay, there's a stretch of schedule coming up here where Iowa State could we get on a really positive run and maybe win 7-8 games in a row. And I think they looked like a team that could do that when they came out against Kansas State in that home game. They got out to a 21-2 lead. They looked really sharp. And, you know, they're rolling along, and you're saying, you know, maybe this team can get hot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then Halliburton goes down with a wrist injury, and it just kind of takes the air out of the balloon. And, you know, they've really had a hard time recovering from that, obviously. He was such a valuable piece of the puzzle. But so those guys, credit, they kept fighting. You know, they didn't always have success. But we never saw a lack of fight from this team. And I think fans can greatly appreciate that and also appreciate that Coach Prohm is very good at keeping a team together under trying circumstances. And he'll rally the troops and they'll get back to work and come back with a real good season next year. I'm convinced of that. But, you know, as far as this season goes, it was a tough one. You put it in the books and say, hey, look around you. I looked at KenPom the other day, maybe a week and a half ago, just curious where Iowa State was. I hadn't looked at it all year because it's been a bad year, you know.
Uh-huh.
I look in there, and they were sandwiched right between UCLA and North Carolina. So, you know, when you start thinking about, hey, does this happen to other programs, too, where they maybe have a down year?
Yeah.
Yes, it most certainly does. So it's important to keep that perspective, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's it's never, I guess, fatal in that aspect that, you know, you will bounce back. And they have a good coaching staff and good crew over there at Iowa State. So I have no doubt on that. Well, thanks all season long for joining us during football and basketball. We really appreciate it, John, and look forward to talking to you again in August for our Cyclone Insider.
Yeah, thanks for having me on all season, Brandon. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much. Take care, John.
Okay, bye-bye.